So, Paul Feig, you're 3 for 360. You've read, you've enjoyed reading, seeing, or listening to recently Lean In.
Yes.
So you're really on message on this pro-women thing.
It's not even self-serving. I mean, I love women, and I'm always kind of curious what, you know, to hear it kind of written out in detail, like what the issues are. Because, you know, when I do these movies with women, my whole thing is I vet every woman on the set to call me on anything. So and I'm always going, like, would you guys do this? Does this seem honest? Because there's nothing worse than a guy going, ladies, I know what you do. And you know, so I just feel like it's more, I just want to get inside, you know.
And did Sheryl Sandberg teach you something you didn't know about women trying to be executives?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just fascinated how a lot of evidence seems to show how women hold back in the workplace a lot, and I find that very sad. But you know, but I get it too. I mean, the fear of, like, if you want to start a family and you don't want to get so far in, and you can't. But I like that she's kind of telling people you can, you know, go for it.
And
all.
Your number two is Game of Thrones / Walking Dead, which are two different shows, Paul.
They are, but there's blood in both, so I like that.
Yeah. I'm shocked that I like Walking Dead. I never thought, zombie show, that's not for me. I've watched every episode.
See, I'm the same way. I don't like horror movies at all. I don't like gore or anything, but it's just, it's so well done. It's such a great political kind of, you know, stand-in metaphor, if you will.
And LCD sound system, which, Paul, no longer exists.
I know, exactly. I'm always slow to the party. I always kind of liked some of their stuff, and then finally, just the other day, I was like, I'm going to buy all their stuff, and now I'm obsessed. So, and we have one of their songs in the heat. So,
excellent. Katie Dippold, This Is the End.
Yes, that movie made me laugh so hard. It really did. And I thought they did such a great job with the horror element, because I feel like comedy and horror can just be under the same umbrella of just fun and excitement. Like Shaun of the Dead, I thought, did that really well. Mm-hmm. And I thought they did such a great job.
And Into Thin Air.
Yeah,
that's a very different movie.
Very different,
work.
Yes. That is just one of those books I, like, could not put down. And it, I don't know, that's rare for me. I get bored very easily. This is not something I should be saying on this very smart radio show.
Did you see the Sean Penn film of it?
No, I didn't know there was a film.
Isn't that a Sean Penn film, Into Thin Air?
Up in the Air.
No.
That's George Clooney. Into the Wilderness. Into the Wild.
Into the Wild. That's what I'm thinking. Yes. Into the Wild. Forget it.
I like this.
Scratch that.
Oh, Kurt.
It was in the West. And
don't try to backtrack.
Thank you both.
Thank you, sir.